Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. With the snow and sleet finally behind us, we hope, the open road is beckoning to motorcyclists. Whether you zoom around the city on a sleek cafe racer or are planning a cross-country trip on an adventure bike, you can find a welcoming home at the Baltimore Motorcycle Collective in Southeast Baltimore. Ethan Pritchard is the founder of the Baltimore Motorcycle Collective, a place for riders to learn repair and maintenance skills, rent tools, and store their bikes. Ethan, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Sheila.
You opened the collective in the spring of 2018. Where did the idea come from?
Well, I was a mechanic for about 3 years a while ago.
A car mechanic?
An auto mechanic, yes, employed. And I'm a workaholic, and I wanted, my 40-hour work week wasn't enough for me, so I wanted to do something outside of work, and I was still living with my mom at the time, and I figured she would be a lot more happy with me if I put six bikes on the back patio rather than six cars that I was flipping in her backyard and parts everywhere, and it'd be disastrous. It's less fun, too, so it's sort of an interesting story for getting introduced to motorcycles, because most people are just like super into motorcycles and they're like, I'm gonna go get one, and they do a lot of research on the first one, and I was just like, this one's cheap, I'll start working on this and see what I can do with it. And then the more I started working on different bikes, the more I realized how different every single bike is, and riding them and just like getting a feel for them, and just fell in love that way through mechanical means.
You're in love.
I am. It's all I do anymore, so I better be in love.
So the collective offers motorcycle storage, workspace, tool rentals, and how-to classes. You must be located in a big space.
Yeah, we've got 2,500 square feet. It's basically two sections. We've got storage in the back. We've got about 25 bikes back there. And then
what's the backstory of this building? I mean, why is it so huge?
Well, actually, it's much, much bigger than just my space. So we're in what's called Crown Industrial Park, which used to be Crown Cork and Seal, which the first building there, so it was a big manufacturing plant. And a lot of the older listeners are going to remember, they probably know a few people that were employed by Crown Cork and Seal. Right off Eastern Avenue, it's one of the buildings you see from 95 that really stand out. And they started building this place back in 1906 and kept building through the 30s, and then kept operating out of this space through the 70s. And somewhere in the 70s, they moved, updated, I'm sure, and somebody took over the property and basically sectioned it out. So there's everything from artist studios and photography studios, which can be like 300, 700 square feet, to some spaces that are like 20,000 square feet with 30-foot ceilings, like we'll get to in a little bit.
So tell me about the classes you offer. What can people learn?
Everything from just understanding every aspect of the bike on a surface level. Here are my brakes. What do I need to be looking for? How do I know that when I hop on this thing, it's not going to kill me? And all I have to worry about is people. to really getting into the weeds with how does a carburetor work? Because most people think it's just magic. But, and not everybody's ready for that. And so we have classes that are more specifically about, so we have a basic service class. And I think the four main things we cover in that is like, where are my spark plugs? What are they telling me about the performance of my bike? How do I drain my oil? Where's my air filter? Where's my battery? Because a lot of people don't know where that stuff is. They really do a good job of hiding that stuff. another class is basic maintenance, where you just want to make sure, if this is wet, is that a problem? Or is that supposed to be? Or like, how can I make sure that I'm keeping, like, for instance, if this one piece, if it gets rusty, it's a piece that slides in and out of another piece, that'll destroy the seals on the inside. So like, that's the little stuff that you don't know about that I'm talking about fork tubes for those of you who are riders out there. And then, like I said, once you get that basic understanding, you can get into the weeds with the more specific stuff. So, and the way that the classes work, by the way, is I like to teach to your bike. So if you come in for a class, you get to roll your bike up on a lift, and we'll walk around as I'm talking about different components on the bikes and say, see how Mark's bike over here has a chain, and this is how you maintain the chain. And then Sarah's bike over here has this kind of wheel on it, and you want to make sure that it's straight and those sorts of things.
So it's kind of like a pet obedience class in that you go with your bike.
Exactly, yes.
What kind of response are you getting?
It's been overwhelming. I did a lot of market research, and I'm quite the optimist, so I was sure that I was going to do really well, but I've just been blown away. It exceeded my expectations. People really like, there are a lot of reasons why people come there. One is because they have a desk job and they just want to get dirty after work, which is why our schedule is so crazy. We supplement people's 9-to-5 work week. Other people just want to get out of the house. Other people are there because they know their stuff and they just want to, they're sick of working out on the sidewalk out front of their house, you know?
So it's a space for them.
Yes, exactly. And then, you know, some people come in and they have a goal for themselves, what they want to accomplish, and then all they end up doing is eating and chatting. And that's okay, you know? There's something for everybody there. And just being accepting of all that has enabled people to get whatever they want to get out of their system.
What types of motorcycles do your members have?
Everything. All different types. Everything from American to Japanese, British to Italian bikes. We've sort of taken on a niche of vintage motorcycles because they're a lot easier to understand and there's not very many shops that will work on that kind of bike. It's crazy how bikers are always portrayed on TV, because there are, if you get 20 bikers in a room, there are going to be 21 different types of bikers in that room. I think the there are just definitely different kind of communities around the different kind of bikes. And it's been really cool to see what it's evolved into, because what we've ended up with is a lot of members who are just accepting of everybody. It's a very big tent to where we are, which is not found everywhere you go in the biker community.
So here, it sounds like kind of an egalitarian setup in the sense that you can have any kind of bike, old, new.
Yes.
It's for everybody.
We're still trying to figure out who we really are. We're new. So.
That's Ethan Pritchard, founder of the Baltimore Motorcycle Collective, here on The Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. The Baltimore Motorcycle Collective is a DIY garage for both rookie and veteran motorcyclists. You have a big event coming up a week from Sunday, April 7th. The collective is hosting the Balt Bike Build-Off. Tell us about this.
So it's a bike show that's being held in the hangar across from our shop. I say hangar because it's a giant building, brick and concrete ceilings from the early 1900s. And we're basically showcasing these bikes that we've been building for the last 3 months. So we hosted a competition that we got inspiration from what is called the Dirtbag Challenge, which they held out in California. And our competition was simple. There are three rules. You have to build a custom motorcycle that costs no more than $1,000, including the purchase price of the bike. So whatever you do, putting tires on it, tally that on, can't add up to more than $1,000. You have to be done in 3 months. So when the ball was dropping and everybody was counting down 10, 9, 8, we were all counting down to kick off starting to work on these bikes, because we've been ordering parts and looking at the thing and just like itching to work on it because it's been cold and that's what we do in the winter. So 3 months. I should be working on my bike right now because it's got to be done by Sunday. And then the third rule is it has to make it on a 100-mile ride with us, just to make sure that we don't get a bunch of art pieces that don't run.
You are working on a custom bike for this event. What can you tell us?
I've had the bike for 6 years. I bought it and realized that I was way in over my head, and never touched it. And I daydreamed about it at work. I drew up a couple of different ideas of what I'd like to do with it, and those sat in my desk or on my wall. And it was at the very, very end of my priority list once I started this place. And then when we decided to hold this competition, it moved right up to the front. it's a 1981 GS1100 Suzuki, and basically turning it into a chopper, which is typically something you do with a two-cylinder American-made or British bike.
What's a chopper?
The chopper is, it takes the main thing that makes a bike a chopper is the riding position. So the bike that I'm working on from the factory is considered a standard riding position. Your back is upright, your feet are right underneath of you, and your arms are nice and slack, sort of at like just below chest level. And what we're doing to make it into a chopper is lowering it, giving it like sort of a backrest so you can lean back. You actually kick your feet up, so your feet are in front of you. It's called forward controls. Got nice big handlebars that come back and meet you so that you're not reaching forward trying to reach the handlebars. And it's more of a like a relaxed ride, but then it's also really loud. And I've got white wall tires on it, and the exhaust comes up the side right next to my head, which I just got it running yesterday, and I'm really mad at how loud it is because I've got to lead this ride and I've got to be coordinating with people, so I got to figure out something quick. But and then the rest of it is all about the vibe that it gives off. It's like, what kind of rider are you?
What are your plans for the collective, the future of the collective?
Well, it's been expanding quickly, and I do not want it to get out of hand, because right now it's just me working there. But as I've been working with a lot of people, I'm meeting people that I would like to work with in the future, if they are willing. So I would like to have some people helping out so I can expand. But I think ultimately I would like to be where the coolest stuff pertaining to motorcycles happens in Baltimore. As far as, you know, a goofy ride where everybody's dressed up like Santa Claus and lights all over the bike, to the coolest events that you can go to even if you're not into motorcycles. I'd like to move into a bigger space and possibly have it be my own, because, you know, with the landlord, you've got rules you've got to abide by, and I'm definitely a line crosser. So if I'm going to be answering to anybody, it's going to be the man, not my landlord. So, but yeah, in the future, I'd like to host, I'd like to really step up the classes game. I'd like to host people who are able to teach stuff that I'd love to attend that class myself, whether it's upholstery or, you know, making handlebars or something like that. I tell you, since I've opened, I've received nothing but investment from the community. Motorcycle people are just awesome. I hope that anybody listening will talk to somebody riding a motorcycle. Especially the easiest way is just ask them about their bike, and they'd love to tell you about it.
Well, I can tell that you do. I appreciate your sharing your excitement with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Ethan Pritchard is founder of the Baltimore Motorcycle Collective. On Sunday, April 7th, you can check out the custom bikes at the Balt Bike Build-Off Competition, as well as motorcycles that belong to friends of the collective. We've got a link to more details at the On the Record page at wypr.org. Quick break now on the record. I'm Sheila Cast. When we're back, a Stoop Story.
just wanna ride my motorcycle. And I don't wanna tickle. I'd rather ride my motorcycle. And I don't wanna die. Just wanna ride my motorcycle.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.